Hi, hello, it's Didi, friends with your conscience. How are you doing today? Are you breathing fine? Yeah, a friend of mine one time greeted me like that and asked if I was breathing fine. I have never heard that before until she said it to me. And I sat back and I thought, that is really something. So I'm asking you right now, how are you today? Are you breathing fine? And then when did he ask you how are you? I don't want cliche answers. Don't tell me I'm fine. Like everybody says that, you know? Like how are you? How are you? Yeah, right. Yeah, so we're answering the how are you questions and the if I'm breathing fine. Really check your breath for real and check if I'm really breathing fine and answer me. Is there a time where in between your breath you stop and you're afraid? You know, something just stops somewhere, you're like, gosh, this is gonna happen again. You know, do you have those kind of feelings sometimes? What steals essence from you? What steals peace from you? What's that thing? Yeah. So are you really breathing fine? Like, that's like a poetic way of asking, like, how are you? How are you? Yeah. So what about doing all that too? You know, today I am feeling very grateful. I am excessively grateful. I'm grateful for life. I love life and everything in between. The good and the bad, the ugly, the sour, the sweet, the downtimes, the highs, the lows, you know. The times I had adrenaline moments. The times I had been scared, the times I have been full of life, bold, audacious, all of that. You know, so I'm grateful. What are you grateful for? Are you grateful for the down times? Do you think that it's worth thanking God for? Even if this time around, yeah, it looking like it's getting terrible than the last one, but you survived the last one. What did you do? Did you do anything special that made you survive that one? You know, I fight all form of religiosity. I do. I live for that cause. But I believe in the supreme being. I have seen certain things in my life to believe that there is somebody up there that smiles at me when life is ugly and attacking. I just feel that way. And because it's almost my best day, I'm also excessively grateful, you know, that I've survived a lot of things. People don't always believe my story. You know, so for those of us that people don't believe our stories, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? Are you grateful for the loss of that loved one? You know, well, it's sad, but yeah, you're grateful because you know that this supreme being somewhere and trust his judgments, even though sometimes I question them. You know, but yeah. What are you grateful for? Talk to Didi. Rather, first talk to yourself. Let your conscience dig deep. What are you grateful for? For the 2-2, for the third class, for the 2-1, for the first class, for the MSc. For the handiwork, you know, for the not so pleasant hustle you're not proud of, but yet it's bringing food to the table. Yeah, you know, it's wee wee. For the wine, for the highs, for my 44 minus 4 kind of people. Yeah, what are you grateful for? You know, while I was doing my media training, Trudy said something that blew my mind. He said that if at the very end we found out that there is the whole religious thing is an illusion, he just would find peace in the fact that there is somebody he can wake